Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over some housing data that the mainstream media isn't talking about too much. I found this article on CNBC, but the angle which I'm going to look at the data, I think is a lot different than what you'll hear on the mainstream media. And I think it may help you better understand the probabilities of us having a decline in home prices. Maybe not just in real terms, but potentially even in nominal terms going down. And let's get into this here. I'm just trying to make do with what I've got here. I'm just in my hotel room at the Four Seasons in Miami. It's a very nice establishment. I've actually got a great view too. Regardless, let's get into this article on the housing market. So adjustable rate mortgage demand surges to 14-year high as home buyers try to afford this pricey spring market. And I think we've seen this movie before, haven't we? We know how this ends. That said, the percentage of overall mortgages that are adjustable rate are still a lot lower than they were in 2006, as an example. But it's definitely trending higher, which you would expect, because as people, or as home prices go higher and higher and higher, as the interest rates go up, people look for a way to continue to afford the house they want to buy. And that's another thing that most people don't talk about psychologically with a bull market in housing, is people get fixated on the house they want, and then they can't buy it for, and then they rationalize it. Well, I can go ahead and afford that because housing prices always go up. And, you know, I can't really afford it, but okay, that it's no big deal because it's a good investment. It's a good investment, and I'll make money on it. And it's the smart thing to do. Dave Ramsey is telling me to go out and buy a house. So obviously that's going to be a prudent investment strategy moving forward. So you know how it is. People just rationalize it in their head, and they totally just omit the fact that home prices adjusted for inflation are far higher than they were even in 2006. So they just try to forget about that. they have selective amnesia. Right. But point is, these adjustable rate mortgages are becoming more and more popular as a way for people to be afford the home they actually want to buy, that they've kind of emotionally committed to by that rationalization process over the past few years. And of course, you combine that with recency bias and you have a recipe for disaster. Recency bias, meaning over the last 10 years, home prices have gone straight up. So as human beings, we have the tendency to believe that that's just going to happen indefinitely into the future. Whatever has happened in the recent past will happen indefinitely into the future. Key talking points. Mortgage applications to purchase homes rose 5% last week compared to the previous week. And this is, by the way, May 11th, so a few days old. The average contract interest rate for 30-year fixed rate mortgages for conforming balances, that's about $650,000 or less, increased to 5.53% from 5.36%. The rate on a five-year ARM was 4.47. So they're showing you that you can get about a percentage point less on a five-year, which is a big deal for some people. For some people, it's the difference between being able to afford their dream home and not, just those $200, $300, $400, $500 a month in difference for the mortgage payment. So the share of ARMs increased to 11% of overall loans and 19% by dollar volume. Now, this is an interesting fact that they're kind of glazing over, which I think is really important. We're going to get into that in just a moment. It could be more listings, or perhaps just the fear interest rates will move higher, but home buyers are showing more demand for mortgages. They're, however, turning to adjustable rate mortgages, which offer lower rates. This gives them an advantage both in rates and home prices continue to climb, as home prices continue to climb. So I guess the question is, what was it back prior to the GFC? We're at 11% right now, 19% by dollar volume. I was reading an article that kind of went over that. And prior to the GFC, it was around 35%. Now, I don't know if that was 35% of the total or 35% as measured by the dollar volume. But the bottom line is we're trending that direction, but we're not there yet. So now let's go over and look at this other article from MarketWatch. And this is where it really starts to get interesting. So the average adjustable rate mortgage is nearly $700,000. Keep in mind, this was back in 2019. I haven't been able to, I've done probably an hour of research here, and I haven't been able to figure out what it is now. But if it was 700,000 in 2019, it's got to be a lot higher now. I mean, I would guess it's maybe 800, 850. So this is kind of historically the norm. And look at this. So the 30-year fixed rate is in red. The adjustable rate mortgages are in blue. Now, this is just the average price point for these types of mortgages. So with, I'm not sure why it would spike so high during the GFC. That's weird, isn't it? It really comes down, then it just shoots way back up. But regardless, what it's doing right now is what I want to focus on. And that's, I would guess it's probably in this range up here at 850,000. So what this tells you is that people that are more affluent are using or typically use these adjustable rate mortgages to a greater degree than those people that are kind of buying the starter homes or the homes that I would say more modest homes, let's say that.
Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today.
What also makes this group of people different? Well, I would assume that this group of people has more of their purchasing power, more of their savings, more of their net worth tied up in the stock market. Usually, as people become richer, their net worth, the composition of their net worth changes. So down at this level, let's say, their net worth is basically their home equity, maybe a little bit of savings, maybe a little bit in a 401k, some cash in the bank in their car. That's usually, if they own it outright, that's usually what you'll see. But at this level, I would say the majority of their purchasing power or net worth is in the stock market. So what's happening in the stock market, and what is the Fed trying to do to bring down the CPI? Well, they're raising rates, which does what? Brings down stocks. Look at what's happened to the NASDAQ since November of 2021, when the Fed even announced that they were going to be increasing interest rates and reducing the size of quantitative easing, potentially doing quantitative tightening. What has the NASDAQ done since then? It's gone straight down. And I believe the NASDAQ, the Russell 2000 is definitely in a bear market, big bear market. But we see these major indices getting closer and closer to a bear market if they're not already in a bear market, which is pretty much defined by being down by 20%. And a lot of these 401ks for the average American, that I would put in this category were these growth stocks that their financial planner put them into, such as Facebook, such as Zoom, such as basically the Cathie Woods type of stocks. Okay, well, if a higher percentage of these types of buyers has a adjustable rate mortgage and rates are going up, so when they do refi, what's going to happen? They're going to have to pay a higher mortgage payment monthly. And you say, well, George, that's no problem because they're rich. Really? Well, what if that wealth is pretty much on paper because of their 401k? And what happens if their 401k is down by 20, 30, 40, 50%? Where are they going to get the purchasing power? Or even psychologically, right? You've got to think about it that way. Let's say their monthly mortgage payment right now is $3,000 and it bumps up to $4,000, but their stock portfolio is down by 50%, which is 80% of their net worth. Now, all of a sudden, they're like, holy cow, I need to sell my house. I'm not suggesting that the majority of them will be foreclosed on, although that's a possibility. I'm saying it's just going to create a lot of supply, and the mainstream media really isn't talking about this at all. And even this article from MarketWatch, it doesn't look at it through that lens. The other thing I wanted to go over is, oh, this is just pure insanity. I'll probably save this for another video, though. This is this scheme by the Australian politicians, not all of them, but some of them, to help, quote unquote, people buy their first house. And the way they're going to do that is by putting up 40% of the purchasing price, but the government holds the equity. So, I won't read this whole article because I'll probably do a separate story on it. But the home buyer only puts up a deposit of 2%. 2%. And that's of the 60% that's borrowed. And then the government puts up 40%, but they own basically the majority of the equity. So what happens if the price goes down and you can't make those payments, and all the loans there are adjustable rate? So the house goes to the government. They've got they own the house, you don't. And so we kind of ask ourselves, how do we get to that point in 2030 where you'll own nothing and you'll be happy? Maybe prices just go up and up and up and up and up to the point where the government has to help you buy the house by being your partner. And then when interest rates get to a point, or when we go through a recession, if not depression, when asset prices go down, I mean, you guys know, throughout any type of catalyst that could occur due to the fragility of the global economy right now, and you can't make that payment, and the house goes straight back, not to the bank. Oh, no, no, no. The bank goes back to the government, or the house goes back to the government, excuse me. So anyway, I don't want to get too sidetracked right there. But another thing that we saw with these adjustable rate mortgages, it's really crushing people here, is I had it, I'll just go ahead and go over it because I remember it right off the top of my head. Basically, what was happening is a lot of I think it's Wall Street Journal. Yeah, here we go. So they signed contracts for their dream home last year, but their borrowing costs are ballooning. So I didn't really think about it from a standpoint of new home builds. So what people do is they'll go and they'll sign a contract for a new home build prior to the house being built. And they'll put down like a $5,000 down payment or something like that, or deposit. And then what happens is they look at the price as of a year ago and they're like, yeah, I can swing that monthly payment. Well, what happens now when they've committed to buy this house and now all of a sudden they can't afford the mortgage payment because the interest rate's so high? And what happens if we see that next year, if mortgage rates are 8% instead of 5%? You get to a point where there's a lot more supply coming online with the new home builds that are already in the process of being built, And you combine that with a deterioration of aggregate demand because interest rates are going up and fewer people can afford it. Not only that, you combine that with inflation, where people's real wages are decreasing, meaning their overall purchasing power with their monthly paycheck is decreasing. And you have a recipe for home prices, even in nominal terms, going down. Now, I'm not predicting this is going to happen, but it's definitely becoming a higher and higher probability. The only thing that I've predicted since I started my YouTube channel is that at some point, housing prices would have to come back down to their 2012 level, but adjusted for inflation. So we could see nominal prices continue to go up, but yet real prices come down. But I think with the Fed raising rates until they break something, with the adjustable rate mortgages, with everything that we're seeing, we could get to a point where, although we have extremely low supply, demand could be destroyed to a point where, even though we have all-time low supply, nominal prices still come down. I'm not predicting it, but I'm saying that what we're seeing right now in the data around the housing market is increasing the probabilities of that coming to fruition. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you in the next video.